Happy Thursday, everybody. Thank you so much for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Excited that you're here for the replay of Sunday night's BOGP Open Line, otherwise known as You, Me, and Scotty G. We take your calls and we talk about all kinds of Disney news. We talk about the NBA experience going away forever from Disney Springs. What should they do with that big old building? You know, it used to be Disney Quest. They knocked it down, built this new building, this gigantic. What could they do about that? We talk about some of the buildings that we never visit at Disney Springs, some of the stores. We also dive into, of course, Genie, Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, virtual queues, and all kinds of information with that. And also take calls with what you're going to do when it comes to Genie Plus. Are you going to buy that every day of your trip? Some days of your trip? Not at all. You're going to take advantage of Lightning Lane. This and much more coming your way on today's show. Don't forget today's podcast brought to you by the great travel agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. They are a platinum earmarked agency, which means Disney has recognized them for being the best of the best when it comes to feedback from their guests and the amount of trips they book each year to the Disney destinations. If you want to support the Be Our Guest podcast, just drop by themagicforless.com, fill out that free quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away. Again, check them out over at themagicforless.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link, beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon, when you shop online. It really does help us out. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to do this podcast, get it out there all around the world, 3 to 4 times a week, every week. And our patrons get a fifth show called Mike in the Midwest every Thursday. If you'd like more information on supporting the show through Patreon, just visit patreon.com/beourguestpodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Hey, everybody. Happy Sunday night. Welcome to the BOGP Open Line, or happy Thursday if you're checking this out on the feed. Hope you are having a great wrap to your weekend, or you've almost made it through another work week, just depending on when you listen to the show. Maybe you're listening to the show in 2027. I don't know how it's going. Just hope it's going well for you. It's the BOGP Open Line, where we take your calls and talk all things Disney and have a good time doing it. And of course, we were not here last week. I can't believe it. This time last week, I was on the this is one of those things when you get back from a Disney trip, whether it's Disneyland, World, Cruise. That whole next week, I spend the time like this time last week, I was blank, blank, blank. Yeah. So this time last week, I was just off of Castaway Cay for the second day, just chilling and getting ready to have dinner. We had our last dinner at Animator's Palette. Two desserts that night, two appetizers. And then that night, I wrapped up the night with some pizza, watching Rise of Skywalker on Funnel Vision. I mean, this is going to be a good show. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying this is a bad place to be. But last Sunday night was pretty stinking good. So we're going to talk Disney with you. Joining me, my buddy and my partner in many a Disney cruise at this point, and we have good times on those ships, your friend and mine, Ep Scott on Twitter. We got Scotty G. What's up, Scott?
Hey, Mike. Happy to be here. Yeah, so last Sunday, I just felt off, you know? Like, I almost went on Instagram Live and just did a just me and Scotty G show. It just felt so weird not chatting with you. And then the week before, my girls were at Mackinac Island. So now it's back to a normal Sunday today.
Right. Are we all, is everybody back in school? I know we are around here. We're kind of settling in. We had our first football game Friday night. So it's definitely back to normal life.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Emily had her first big high school marching band event. You know, the band played great, and I'll just leave it at that. The football team did not.
Hey, man, it's your kid's in the band. Your kid won.
That's right.
I was telling my wife, this is the greatest thing ever, because I always coached Paige. If you don't know, she's my older daughter who's 24 at this point. I always coached her through you know, little league sports, softball, soccer, basketball, that kind of stuff. So whenever I watched in high school, whenever I watched her play, because she played varsity all 4 years of soccer, it was always so stressful. Like everything, I go to Mizzou, the games are stressful because I'm just like, I'm all in. But Mallory's not in high school yet. And plus, when she is in high school, she'll be a cheerleader. So I just get to sit back and actually enjoy the game. I was like, this is the greatest. Like, I don't have to worry about, you know, my kids not playing enough or this kind of. I just get to go and enjoy the whole environment of the football game. I was in heaven. It was great.
Friday. It was awesome. Yeah. It was awesome seeing Emily out there for the pregame. She's like right in the front. So I knew where she was going to be. So I picked the 30-yard line and she's like right there in the front spot. You can't miss her with her curly red hair. You know, right. It was awesome. And she loves it. She's like so all in on marching band. In fact, Mike, she even went door to door in our neighborhood today to like collect funds for like this big fundraiser they're doing for their band. And like, I never in a million years would have expected her to go door to door, like through our neighborhood. That's how like invested she is in band. And I just love to see it.
When they answer the door, she needs to like start busting out the fight song, like on the,
right? On the, the problem is we live in a different district.
That's probably not it.
We live in our rival's district.
That'd be a good Instagram video though, or something. Anyway. So, yeah. Hey, we're going to talk Disney. Leanda, she's in the live chat from over in England. Thanks for joining us for the very first time. We also have, just calling people out, Nicola, who's tuned in down in Australia where it's Monday right now. I know it's middle of the night over in England. So this is definitely a worldwide show, folks, all over the United States. Also, before we get too far, I want to let you know that we're thinking about all of our friends down in the Gulf Coast, down in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Florida Panhandle. Stay in there, because hang in there, because we know Ida is wreaking havoc down there. Michael's also here from over in the UK as well. So thanks everybody for joining us tonight, but stay safe down in the South. All right, let's hit the, we're just going to do a rapid fire. Ricky wrote the headline kind of thing over here at themouseforless.com.
There's like 10 headlines that we need to go through.
Because this is what you can talk. You can talk about anything you want. I mean, we'll talk anything Disney. We'll open up the phone lines in about 5 minutes. Oh, you know what? I haven't even hooked up the computer for but I can do that while Scott talks. It takes 2 seconds. But let's hit the headlines. And the first headline, I'm going to go back because, again, I was not here for 2 weeks, so we'll cover this. NBA experience at Walt Disney World. How little we knew ye. Did you ever get there or even get to go?
I'm seriously bummed about it because I wanted to do it, and no one ever wanted to do it with me. I should have just did it by myself, Mike. But, like, I was even down there with Moose once, and even Moose didn't want to do it with me, which tells you, like, it doesn't have much appeal. But, hopefully something awesome will go in this space. It's a great space. It's a great location. But my overall thoughts when I saw that was like, dang, I didn't get to do that. And I'm really bummed by it.
See, NBA is not a big deal in St. Louis because way back in the day, we had the Atlanta Hawks. They were the St. Louis Hawks. Actually, Spirit of St. Louis, I think they were called. Then they were called the Hawks, and now they're in Atlanta. But anyway, we're not an NBA market, so we just don't think much of the NBA. But however, Jennifer, one of our listeners here in O'Fallon, her daughter, she loved the NBA experience. All I hear from her is how much her daughter was disappointed that this went away. This is kind of that's a rough one. That is a gigantic building. What are they going to do with that?
Yeah, I don't know. I hope they come up with something super awesome. But yeah, I guess it kind of does depend on where you live. Like I got the bad boys, you know, the Pistons in the '80s were awesome.
They were, dude, those were '90s. You guys, Lambeer tried to go through the whole NBA, didn't he? It was crazy.
Yeah, right. Well, I don't know if you remember this. They had a video game called Bill Lambeer's Combat Basketball, where he basically like, it was like a football basketball combo game. It was so awesome.
No idea.
Pistons were awesome. I mean, I'm not drawn to the NBA as much anymore. Like college basketball is more my jam, but still, like, I thought it was pretty neat. There's going to be some Pistons stuff in there, and I never got to do it. But hopefully something will come in there that will please more Walt Disney World guests.
Okay, how about a second thing that we probably have neither one of us done at Disney Springs on the west side? Cirque du Soleil's Drawn to Life coming in November. Have you ever seen any of those shows?
Nope, I'm super pumped about it because I had tickets for opening day last year for the show. And because it was right when Star Wars was going to happen. It was like the first performance was going to be like the day before like the 5K, and I had tickets for it, and then COVID happened. So excited to see that. I think it'll be really cool, and I hope it draws a lot of guests to show up.
I did go to a media event where they kind of showed us like a 10-minute like highlights, you know, all these people, we were out in the seats and they kind of showed us behind the scenes. I don't know. I'm not a theater person. So that it was weird. I mean, and it's expensive. Like the whole thing is for me, and I know this isn't everybody, I'm different than I think a lot of people. Like I look at it, like I've spent my money to go to Walt Disney World. I do not want to go buy an $80 tickets when I've already spent so much money to be on vacation, when there's so much other stuff I've already paid for. But I know some people do, you know, it's everybody's kind of different.
And you could draw to the locals, you know, hey, like, you know, I live here. What are we going to do tonight? Hey, let's go to Cirque at Disney Springs and then go get some dinner afterwards or whatever. So you can turn it into like a dinner and a show kind of a thing if you're a local, for sure. But I think it's cool. But
OK, let's talk about Enchantment, the new fireworks show coming October 1st to the Magic Kingdom. I saw a rumor today, and I don't know if it's true, but it's going to focus more on recent Disney movies rather than legacy Disney properties. What are your thoughts there? Here's the thing. I haven't seen it. I like the music from a lot of the movies, I think, but probably the only new movie I've seen is Moana once. And so I don't know. I'm a bad Disney fan. I don't know the movies.
Yeah, I'm kind of bummed by that. Like, I love the classic princess movies like Snow White, Cinderella. Like, I would love to see more of that incorporated into the show, but we haven't seen the show yet, so I really can't make any type of judgment. I just hope it comes up with a really cool original song, and I hope there's some Walt commentary in there too. Oh, I just feel like if this is tied to the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World, there's got to be some Walt in there, you know?
And I get it. Like, I mean, Disney's looking to capitalize on their recent, you know, properties. Yep. That's where the money is, because think about it. It's merchandising. You're more likely to probably sell something to an 8-year-old kid that they've seen the movie in their lifetime than, you know, a Snow White doll or a Pinocchio doll or something like that. But the thing is, it kind of bothers me in a way, because I get the marketing aspect and I know that Disney's a business. Trust me, 100%. I know that. But the folks that are coming down for the 50th, and I know it's not every hardcore Disney fan, but there's going to be a lot of Disney fans that go because it is the 50th. I think this is the time to celebrate the history of the theme park. You know, it wouldn't be bad to have something that celebrates not just the legacy of the Disney company through the movies, but also, you know, it's the 50th anniversary of Walt Disney World. So, you know, give us a couple nods to classic attractions or classic
Like Epcot Forever, but for like everything, right? Let's hear some like Now Is the Time, you know, some old school like Carousel Progress music. And
you could go all four theme parks, because, you know, even though it is the Magic Kingdom's 50th, it's the resort's 50th. So throw in like some World of Motion music, or, you know, I mean, I know it's not Epcot focused, but I mean, I'm not complaining if you just celebrate some of the good stuff over the last 50 years all over property. Yeah.
But those guests that come in that have no idea there's this anniversary going on are going to be like, what in the world is this?
And that'll appease them, though, because you're right. Because if it's new, you know, film music, they're going to be like, hey, this is awesome. But then again, if that is the case, is it a great celebration for the 50th, or is it just another fireworks show? So we'll see. I mean, I'm excited for it, because I'm really excited to see the projections all down Main Street.
Projections are going to be so awesome.
Kind of nutty. We also got attractions lists for the evening theme park hours and the early theme park hours. You can check those out over at themouseforless.com. They're pretty extensive. And to show that things are getting back to normal, we are getting a sparkling dessert cruise returning soon to Seven Seas Lagoon. So soon, I would hope that maybe fireworks dessert parties come back, because again, it's an extra charge. I see Disney doing this sooner rather than later. I hate to say that, but I mean, look at how things are going.
Right. And I think that sounds awesome. I know you've done a dessert party at the Magic Kingdom for the fireworks, and man, they give you that prime spot. You get some good, like, you know, you get some good snacks and desserts like that. That was money well spent, in my opinion. So hopefully those come back.
All right, there's more headlines over there at themouseforless.com, so just click on news. You can check those all out. I just want to hit some of the feedback real quick in the chat room, and then we'll open up the phone lines and take your calls. I know some folks were trying to get in there. We've got a lot of folks tuned in tonight. Also, Darlene tuned in from down in Australia. Happy Monday. I love it, man. We're all over the world tonight. Carolyn says that Disneyland had a fireworks show that celebrated the rides around the parks. It was one of her favorite fireworks shows. Did you see that one when you're out there? It's probably for the 60th, I would think. No, maybe not.
Yeah. Maybe it is Disneyland Forever. It's been a minute since I've seen Disneyland Forever, so it might have been that one. Yeah.
Okay, Michael Bolger, who's over in the UK, tunes in or chimes in. He's also tuned in. Well, beautiful dog there in his picture. He says, saw one of the Cirque shows on one of our trips. We all loved it and would definitely go again. That's one of those things, though. Okay, I think I would probably like it. I'm almost positive I would like it, and I'd probably say I would go again, but it's just that first thing to like plop down family of four, $300, you know, or something like that. It's hard to do. I don't know.
It's definitely hard to do, but I feel like in the end though, I feel like you would come away saying like, that was awesome. I mean, you enjoyed the shows on the Disney Cruise Line. I mean, you're paying for that. You just don't think about it. You're thinking about the whole cruise as a whole.
And I didn't go to the show. I'm a terrible person. I didn't go to the show. I know it was canceled the first night. The night we were supposed to go because there was an electricity issue in the theater. And then it was the last night, right? And it's like one of those things like, I'd seen the show before. And I would just kind of rather hang out on the ship and just run around. So anyway, yeah. Maggie up in the mitten. She's up your way.
I can't remember if you've seen the Star Wars movies before, but maybe
that's true. I had to see how that ended up. I want to make sure, Ray was going to end up, on the light side. I had to be careful. Maggie says, a lot of internet buzz for churning, NBA experience into some escape rooms. That's a big building. I say Apple Store, but go ahead. They need one. I've said that for years. They need an Apple Store. Oh, and also real quick, shout out to Becca in the live chat. She's just checking in from Coronado Springs. Just got married yesterday, and now we're here on our honeymoon. The resort is awesome so far. Shout out. Congratulations to Becca.
Do you think more people will go to the Apple Store and buy Apple products than go to Cirque? Like, which one would make more money?
I'm just saying. I'm glad we have a lot of international listeners in the live chat right now. I promise we're going to open the phone lines here in just a second. I think now this isn't true of me, I don't think, but I think it is true of a lot of people. When you go on vacation, I've done this myself. When you go on vacation and like you say you're in Disney Springs or back in the day you're in downtown Disney, sometimes you kind of get caught up in the excitement of vacation where if something like a big purchase was kind of want it, but I'm trying to be disciplined and not buy it right now. I think there'd be a lot of people buying iPhone 10 or iPhone 12 Max Pros on vacation just because they're kind of happy. They're caught up in the retail district and hey, I could use it right now to take pictures on my vacation. And plus just from a practical sense, like say you need a lightning cord or say you need, just some genius bar to guide or gal to fix something while you're there. I think this place would be like a Times Square Apple Store if they had one.
Yeah. And what would really sell it for me, I know this, we're going way off topic here, but if they could just somehow have some agreement with Disney where like you can get exclusive, like Disney themed, like iPhones there or something. Like, I don't know. I mean, you have the cases, so I don't know how else you would do it outside of a case, but it would be pretty awesome.
Oh my gosh. I've always said that because way, way back in the day, I don't know if you remember this, but there was a Virgin Megastore, which was like a big old record/CD like music store. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, that's long gone. You don't need that anymore. But I mean, it was like two stories. It was huge. But I mean, I think Apple's done stores like that. And I just think it'd be, people would like it. I mean, but some of those stores they have at Disney Springs are so dumb. I mean, like, I'm just never going in those stores. It's not me. Everybody likes Apple, I think, most people. I don't know.
Yeah, and that's true. I mean, we get caught up. Like, we go to Vera Bradley. Like, we can go to that here, but we always go to it when we're at Disney Springs for some reason. So I'm sure we would, if there's an Apple store, I'm sure we'd make our way in there. We'd probably buy some phone case or do something, right? We'd spend money somehow.
All right. Somebody says, Lisa says, anybody remember a store at, it just jumped. Anybody remember a sushi store in Disney Springs near the former Disney Quest? Was there a sushi store? Like a sushi store. I mean, did we get sushi to like to go? I don't know.
I don't remember. But you know what? The most random place in all of Disney Springs to me is that like cigar shop. Like you'll just be walking and all of a sudden you smell smoke and you're like, what in the world is this?
Okay, I'm not a smoker. I'm actually asthmatic. Smoke makes me sicker than a dog. But something about that tobacco store, like when I walk by it, it smells pleasant. I don't know why. It does. Like, I just want to be gangster and, like, sit in one of those chairs in that room. Because they have, like, that little room in the front with, like, leather chairs. Like, just sitting there smoking one.
Last time I saw a guy, like, in the leather chair, laid back, smoking a cigar. And he had, like, a Cigar City Highlight in the other hand. I just pounding a beer along with him. I was like, man, that guy's having a pretty good evening.
I know. You look so awesome in there. It would kill me.
Everyone sees you. Everyone sees you when you walk by.
Yeah, you're right. You're like the display window. It's exactly totally.
Kind of like the barbershop, if you're like right in front of the display getting like a...
Well, they did that trim at Disney Spring or downtown Disney back in the day. Mallory, she did the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boutique and they put her in the window. Like they had a seat in the window and they just randomly put kids up there and she got picked one time. And it was so weird because like she was getting done like she's a mannequin right there.
Yeah.
Weird stuff. Anyway, let's open the phone lines. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. We have plenty to talk about. You want to talk about Genie, GD Plus, Lightning Lane, Ka-chow. You want to talk about what stores are the weirdest stores in the history of Disney Springs, downtown Disney.
Where should
Disney.
Scott stay for Princess?
Scott stay for Princess? Should Mike still sign up for that race? Because that's the one I have. Because I just got to draw a line sometime, man. I'm going a lot.
That's tough because the problem is I want to do the surprise one too.
Yeah, I think so too. I'm glad it's a surprise, but I would like a little more 411 here soon. Yeah. I want to know like what give me a distance. I don't care about the thing. I really could care less about the thing, but tell me what's up with the races.
Yeah. It's like, I'm going to do the four because they're returning, and then I gotta like stick it down to one or two a year after that. Like, no more doing like all four every
right.
year.
I know, it's so expensive. So we'll see. Also, if you want to know, if you have any questions about sailing Disney Cruise Line, I can take care of those for you, because that was an experience. I will tell you, I think everybody checked it out on Friday. Scott has listened to the show, but I'll tell you what. So if you're unvaccinated, and Mallory had her first shot, and she had actually was getting her second shot. We found out about this week before we left, so we didn't have great planning. So she wasn't the 2 weeks beyond when we were getting on the ship. Mm-hmm. So she had to do like a PCR test, which is one you get done at home, and it takes like, 24 hours to 72 mm-hmm. hours to get it back. You can't get on the ship without it. You know, when we found out she was negative 15 minutes before we left for the airport. Talk about, dude, I didn't sleep for two nights. I did not sleep for two nights. Anyway, we have our
first
call. What's
going on, Mike?
Hey, what's going on? Who's this?
It's Fulton. How are you doing?
Hey, good. How are you?
Doing all right. It's been a long time.
It has. I know. I took a week off. So did Scott. We enjoyed it. Now we're back.
Ah, that's good.
So what's going on with you? What do you want to talk about tonight?
Well, nothing much. I was at the state fair on Sunday.
Nice. So the Indiana State Fair, what city is that one? Is it in Indianapolis?
Indianapolis, yeah.
Nice. I've been there a few times. So what was the highlight of the state fair?
I didn't... Huh?
What's the highlight of your state fair? We have a butter cow, I think, at the Missouri State Fair.
I think it's Indiana State Fair is what we have.
But what was the best thing to do there? What, do you have something good to eat? You
guys have rides? Probably like the rides.
Yeah?
Yeah. But the part of the rides is I didn't feel good and I was sick.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
From one of those rides.
Those rides will get you sick at a fair, I'll tell you what.
I mean, it was the hot and the humid out there.
Oh, yeah. It's been bad. I almost died just cutting the grass this afternoon. It was so hot. Had to mow the yard. Yeah. It was hot. So what do you think about, you excited about the new fireworks show coming to Walt Disney World? They're going to change it out here soon.
I'm excited to see it.
What's your favorite Disney movie you hope they include in the new show?
Probably like Up, like Disney's Pixels Up.
Yeah. That'd be a good, except I would cry. That's sad.
And I heard, today, the loss of, I forget his name.
Yeah, Ed Asner.
The actor of Carl Fredrickson.
Yes, that's very sad. Yeah, he passed away, yep. I think, yesterday. Yep. Actually, I don't know if you knew this, Ricky got to meet him a few years ago. She got her picture with him and said he was a super nice guy. Yeah, she put that picture on Instagram.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so yeah.
Are you guys going to see the new Spider-Man movie?
I have never seen a Spider-Man movie. What about you, Scott? No?
Yeah, he's a new one.
I'm all in on Marvel, so the Gardeners will definitely be seeing it.
So now, is that Marvel? Is that, because I know, like, the Spider, I'm so confused on all that stuff, because, like, you can't have Spider-Man and all that, and so, but he's, like, part of Captain America and all that stuff now?
Yeah, he's part of the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, so, yep.
Good deal. So you're going to check that out, Fulton?
Yeah, I really watched the trailer. You guys need to watch it, and it's pretty good. They're bringing, they're bringing the Green Goblin. They're bringing back the Green Lizard. They're bringing Dr. Octavius. And I think, I'm not sure who else is in there. Tobey Maguire.
Nice.
Tom Holland.
Yeah, it should be pretty good. Looking forward to that.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And Doctor Strange is coming back. It's
Doctor Strange is awesome.
No Way Home. It's the new movie.
Yeah, well, you'll have to tell me how it is, because I doubt I'll see it, but I'll take you'll give me the review, okay? Does that sound good?
But Mike, if there was a Disney race around Marvel, which there used to be in Disneyland, you would be all for it.
I'd run it. That's the thing. I don't care about the themes. I could care less. Really. I just like to run the races. I don't know. The only thing I really like is that little cartoon that they put on Twitter sometimes, which I don't even know what it means, but it's like the two Spider-Man looking at each other. Like, I don't even know what that means, but I think it's funny. So I don't know. Anyway, well, Fulton, we got to run because we got another call coming in. So we'll check in with you next Sunday.
Okay. I will send you the, I will send you the trailer for the new movie.
Yeah, do that, and I'll check it out, and I'll shoot you some webs.
All right.
All right, there you go. Virtual webs.
That's good.
Not in Indian. I'll see you, Fulton. Take care, buddy.
Mike.
Or... Okay, go ahead.
I think the special is going to be on ABC on October 1st.
Oh, the special for the 50th?
We just got a notice.
Is that the that new thing they announced?
We just got a notice.
Yep. I'm good. Well, I'll be taping it because I'll be at Walt Disney World, but I'll check it out.
Oh, okay.
Thanks for the heads up.
Well, we'll probably see you on the live show, I guess.
Maybe. Hey, I'll stand on Scott's shoulders, or Scott will stand on mine, and we'll get on camera. We'll do what we gotta do.
Exactly.
All right, we'll see you, Fulton. Take care, buddy.
Remember, it's gonna be mosh pits all around.
See you. Thank you.
Oh man, Spider-Man. There you go.
I was gonna say, am I old school where I hear Ed Asner and I'm thinking about Mary Tyler Moore show?
I know. You know what I'm thinking?
Everyone's talking about Up. I didn't even know there was a connection there.
Well, you know what, too, is I'm making the connection that, hang on, Wade's calling in here. Let's get Wade in here. I'm making the connection that he was good friends because on Mary Tyler Moore show, he was on there with what's his name? The guy from Love Boat that passed away just recently. Captain Steubing.
Oh, okay.
How am I not remembering his name?
Marlessa's going to kill us for not knowing this, but.
Wade's on the line. Maybe Wade knows. Wade, what's going on? Tough day for the Huskers.
Hey, guys, how are you?
We'll not bring up the Huskers.
Hey, we're talking college football, right?
We're not talking college football. It was not good. Okay, go ahead.
Uh-oh. I think Wade has a bad connection.
I hope it's not our connection. Are you there?
Can you guys hear me okay?
Okay, now we can hear you.
Yeah, can you guys hear me okay?
Yep.
Is that better?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, no college football talk tonight, that's for sure. It was week zero, and I think it was week zero for a reason, because that was a big fat zero.
Preseason game, right? Preseason. Didn't matter.
Zero is about the amount of money I won, so yeah, I call it week zero.
It should be preseason. I don't think it counts. I think they start over. So,
yeah. I'm just saying, when you sent me that text that you went with Nebraska, I didn't want to send back, but Illinois always plays well out of the gates. They always play well out of the gates, and they fall apart about week six. And so I was just like, yeah. And I didn't want to say it because I know it's your team, Wade. I wasn't going to get
in
there.
So I got a bad feeling about my guys' teams. You know, like well, I'll bet on Mizzou.
Yeah,
and
don't do
terrible.
That.
I'll bet
no,
on Nebraska.
No, don't bet Mizzou.
I'll just do the opposite. I'm going to do the opposite of your guys' teams going
forward.
Do
not bet
that Mizzou. Way, either the team wins, and that's awesome, or I win, and that's awesome.
We play Central Michigan, by the way, this week, so don't bet Mizzou. Okay, so what's going on, Wade? We got all this news. What's happening? What are your thoughts on all this?
You know what? You know, I actually what I want to talk about, yeah, not college football, but, you know, I mean, there's a lot of news, and I do think that Genie Plus, Lightning Plus, whatever, no fast pass. This is very different. I actually think I'm in favor of little bit like initially passed. Then this last time we were down there when it was pretty busy, it got to be a little bit like, I think I miss a fast pass where I know I could get off, you know, 60 days in advance and you're nailing all the parks you want to be in, which you have to do right now anyway, but and all the fast pass. So I am looking forward to this a little bit. I know it's going to cost more out of pocket.
Yep.
And I do think that's a bummer for folks to have to pay, what's it, $15 a person per day. That can add up, and I understand that. But I do think – I've never used the Max Pass at Disney West, but I have a lot of friends that have, and they say it's fantastic. It's great. I think it's $20 a person a day. I love it. You know, they say it's like the old Fast Pass system because you go in not having your three, but boom – you can start getting them on your phone part. I think it's kind of cool. I don't know about the Lightning or, you know, if I'm getting the names right, you know, where the pay up if you want to do a certain attraction, one or two, I think it's two per park, if I'm right. That could be a little weird because, you know, you hear what's going on like at Disneyland in Paris and, you know, it's $17 a person to go right here, something like that. Which I wouldn't.
Not a chance. But,
yeah, it's going to be interesting. But I think I'm in favor of it, and I kind of look forward to it.
So you're breaking up pretty bad, Wade. So let's I'm going to cut you loose, and we'll talk about it here. But I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Give us a holler next week. Okay,
yeah.
Talk to you later, right?
Okay. Take care, bye.
Stay safe. Okay, bye. So Wade brings up a great point, right? That's part, I mean, I haven't said how I feel about this yet. But Wade, I mean, kind of really summarized it for me. Here's the thing. I usually go down, except for race weekends. And race weekends, I mean, I'll be honest, like, and you know this, I'll go down for maybe 3 or 4 days over a race weekend. And when I get back, I find out that I probably did 5 attractions in 4 days. Yep. I mean, you have the same experience, right? So I could care less about it for those trips. My vacation, though, that I go on in the summer, what I'm thinking is, if we're there for 7 days, I might buy it for 3. You know what? And go 3 days attraction heavy. You know, maybe 1 day in Epcot, 1 day Magic Kingdom, 1 day at the studios. Animal Kingdom, possibly, possibly not. But the other days, I won't buy it. And we'll just kind of do Carousel Progress, TTA. We'll enjoy the atmosphere. We'll shop. And, right. You know, that's how I'm kind of starting to process this whole thing. I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I don't think it's an every day of your trip kind of thing, especially if you're doing like a really long trip where you're going to maximize your time. It could be good, though, for short trips, too. Like, I know you're saying, like, for your Run Disney race weekends, like, you're focusing on the races, you're in and out kind of a deal. But if you wanted to do something, though, that could really help you, you know, if you wanted to, like, maximize your time over a race weekend. But I agree that it seems very similar to, like, the Max Passes at Disneyland. And, you know, our last Disneyland trip, we bought it every single day of the trip, 5 days. And, my gosh, it was the greatest thing because you could – at Disneyland, you could be at DCA and start booking fast passes for Disneyland and then just hop over and do it. Like, I don't know. I mean, it wore you out. And you remember the old fast pass
right,
days,
wore
the legacy.
Out. It wore
the legacy
out,
would wear you out.
Right, it did, but we did so many attractions right? back then. Yeah.
Right. And that's the problem with fast pass. It can wear you out because, like, it has you all over the park where, like, I like kind of, like, focusing on, all right, we're going to focus on Adventureland
right.
and, like, not worry about having to go to Tomorrowland for a fast pass. You know what I mean? So...
Okay, Way brought up a good point, though. He brought up Lightning Lane, which Lightning Lane, okay, here's the thing. Do I have to accept this because this is just how things are in 2021? I mean, I know that I'm older. You know, you're younger than I am, and I'm kind of, speaking of Ed Asner, I'm kind of an old curmudgeon at some times. You know, I try to be very optimistic and you know, positive about most things, but I'm not really great with change internally. It takes me a little bit of time, and I know that there are people out there that that's not a big deal, but my deal is I'm either paying all this money every year for an annual pass, because that's how I get in the parks. I'll pay a fortune once a year. Mm-hmm. Or say you're paying daily rate, you're paying at least $100 to get in that theme park. I mean, by principle, this is just me, like, in my heart, and I'm saying this, and of course things change later, but I don't think this will change for me. I am not going to pay $100 to get in a theme park and then pay $25 or $17 a person for my family to do Rise of the Resistance. I just think I'm paying that $100 to get in the park so that I can experience, right? That's the cost of riding that ride. That's part of the deal. And I understand it's access, it's time, time is money. There's lots of arguments, but Lightning Lane just is not, that is not my thing.
I know.
Genie Plus might be, but this isn't.
It's tough because, like, you think about the ball game, like, you know, you could spend like $100 for your general admission, but if you really want to enjoy the ball game and have like the behind home plate seats like the third baseline, you're going to spend more, you know, like,
that's true.
So that's kind of how I feel about it. Some ways, like, yeah, I'm in, but like, I want to upgrade now to the box. I want to watch it from the suite. You know, so I'm going to spend more money, but everyone else can still enjoy the experience and watch the game. It's just not going to be the same experience as mine. I don't know. It's just tough. And I get why they're doing it. They got to make money. 2020 was a horrible year where they were losing billions of dollars. So they got to recoup. They got to recoup the funds some way, right? And this is one of the ways.
Right. I mean, it's just look. I mean, people have been doing this with VIP guides. You know, I mean, it's the same thing. It's just it's going to be slightly more available to more people. It's going to be publicized more, and you know. I have the opportunity. If I want to do it, I can. If I don't, I don't. I mean, I go to the ball game and I'll sit in the bleachers and still I get to see the exact same game, but I don't have anybody bringing me beers. You know, my food's not included. I don't drink beers, but bringing me Coke Zeros or whatever. Yeah. So good points. All right. We have our friend Malcolm. He's joining us from the UK. Long time no talk. Malcolm, how you been? Oops. Let's get him in here. Let's hit the button here. Hey, Malcolm, I got you in here now. Sorry about that. How's it going?
Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Scott. Oh, I should say good morning. We're in the UK. Of course we are. Yeah, hi. Very well. Nice to meet you.
Good morning to you. It's evening. It's still hot and still light outside here. But hey, it doesn't matter. How you doing? How you been?
Very well, thank you. Wish we had better weather than you have. Our weather in the UK has been awful this year for the summer. Terrible.
No, it's smoking hot here. I'll take some cool weather and some. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. So I'm just. And Scott said he just got a big thunderstorm move through and it cooled off. And I'm so jealous. So good stuff.
Oh wow,
yeah, it cooled off big time. It feels so nice.
Hi Scott. I keep seeing the weather in the US. I'm thinking, God, we've got nothing like that at all. Our weather's like October, November weather at the moment. It's crazy.
I'm kind of craving that right about now, but it'll be here, and then I'll be complaining that it's not warm enough. So, yeah, talk
good. Obviously, we've got a book, as you know, we've got a trip booked for August next year. We are so looking forward to it. Obviously, with all the COVID and everything, we're so looking forward to it.
So, real quick, how are things going over in the UK with COVID and everybody? I mean, is things getting kind of back to normal? Are you guys kind of taking steps back? How are things?
I think it's a bit strange at the moment. You've got lots of companies I deal with are still not back to work. A lot of offices in the UK are not back to work. It's strange that the government sort of, I don't want to get political, the government sort of thinks, oh, it's Freedom Day, July 19th, but there's still a lot of COVID around. There's certain parts of England, in Cornwall, had a massive increase of COVID recently. Thankfully, a lot of people have taken the vaccines, but there are still a lot of people that are trying to catch up on. But I think the next batch is 15 to 16-year-olds on the vaccines, which we're waiting for to be done, so...
That's good. Well, at least, you know, we've got to get those vaccines out there to more people, and hopefully that'll be the key to all this going away with this this resurgence. I mean, it's rough on all of us. So, let's talk some Disney. So I know it's a hard time because, you know, you can't get over here right now. So what do you think about all this news?
We're desperate to get out of there. The only thing we've got to do now, we've got our cruise booked, we've got our house booked for next year, which we had to book in February this year for August next year, because everybody's moved their holidays from 2020 to 21, obviously 2022. Our flight price is the next thing we're trying to try to do. But the only thing at the moment, the car rental, because there's lack of car rental, the prices are horrendous. I looked at, I think, 12 days car rental out there for next year. Was £1,700. That's probably about $2,200 for 12 days. We just wouldn't do that. Crazy prices. Because there's no cars. You know, I'm in the car industry myself, and getting cars in the UK, it's the worst. I've been in the industry for 33 years. It's the worst I've ever seen it, with all these microchips. So, right. But no, going back to Disney, we're desperate to get out there. Obviously, we follow everybody's YouTube clips. Obviously, the only thing a bit Disney we can see at the moment is obviously the Disney Magic's going around the UK at the moment with all some of the fans obviously use at the moment, but we haven't decided to do that because obviously with Katie obviously only being 15, she wouldn't be allowed on it anyway. So at the moment, but we're looking forward to next year. So, but interesting to see about Disney Genie and what's been happening on there. That's a bit of a strange one's going to happen out there now.
But that's something I wanted to ask you though, because you and Wade mentioned this in the live chat here after his call. He's still joining us in the chat, and he says, you know, the Lightning Lane and the Genie Plus, maybe they're geared towards folks that don't get to go as often as we do. You know, Scott and I, Wade, we go down for all the race weekends. You know, we're practically locals compared to, you know, coming from the UK. This might be something that is very advantageous for folks like you that don't get to go quite as often because of the distance you have to travel and the expense you have to incur to get over here.
Well, I think it's actually the opposite, because I think it's more, this is my feeling, we've discussed this as a family. I think it's more designed for the US people or people from Mexico or Brazil coming, because they do much shorter breaks. Like, we try to do 3 weeks out there now, because we've always done 2 weeks, but 3 weeks we've done quite a few years now. Because with the flight price, you might as well get out there. It doesn't make any difference if you stay 2, 3, 4, or 5 weeks. It doesn't matter the difference. But I think they're catering for the people who are there for a very short trip who just want to do the rides and get on. I personally won't buy it. There's just no way, because if we're there for 3 weeks, we don't spend 3 weeks the whole time in Disney. We go other places and travel around Florida. But obviously, you know, my opinion is if people are paying, obviously, for the Genie or the Lightning Plus to go on there, that's fine for them, but we won't do it. I know there's a lot of English people. I've seen a lot of websites that I follow that have decided they do not want to do it. They may do it for – obviously, it's catch-22 because you've got something like Rise of Resistance that is a hard ride to get on anyway. But obviously – our trips are very expensive anyway at the moment. It just makes a lot more additional costs. You know, for four of us, $60 a day, that would make a lot more difference, even on a 2-week trip to the Disney when we're spending 2 weeks at the park. So,
That's a good point. That's why I love these shows, and we get this perspective. I mean, really, this is literally a global perspective, because I was thinking the opposite direction, but you're exactly right. When you have the luxury of time, and Scott, you totally brought it up just a minute ago, that I was thinking on a race weekend, not a chance, but you're right. I mean, take one day over the race weekend and you could knock out 20 attractions.
Yep. Anyway. No, I think it does kind of appeal to the shorter trips, to be honest, because if you just want to get in, get out really quick, you know, get stuff done. Like I think it would work, like for a run Disney weekend, or just a, like a long 4-day weekend or something like that, for sure.
It's interesting. Yeah.
I really do think it's for the shorter trips, because what's the average time when you go down to Disney? Do you go for a week, 10 days? I don't know how long you go down for. What sort of time?
So myself, I go down for the race weekends, which is usually I get there on a Thursday afternoon. I go home Monday afternoon-ish. So I'm there for basically a long weekend. And then I go every summer with the family. We typically stay about between 8 nights and 10 nights-ish, something in there. But again, there's not an attraction. This sounds terrible to say this, but I think a lot of our listeners kind of are in the same situation. I'd say most or quite a few. That there's really not an attraction, even Rise of the Resistance at this point, that if I don't get to ride it, that trip is going to make or break my trip. I'm just as happy doing the TTA, the Carousel of Progress, watching PhilharMagic and having a waffle at Sleepy Hollow, or, you know, and hot dog for lunch at Casey's. That's a good day for me. But again, I've done so many of the things so many of the times that I think that I'm way an outlier when it comes to a typical Disney vacation. So, Scott, what about you, Scott? I mean, how do you feel with that?
Yeah, I'm kind of the same boat as you. Unless if there's... I see Marlosa bringing it up in the chat. Unless this like it's, if I haven't done Splash Mountain like for 7 days because the line is so long, and I know I'm going home in like 2 days or whatever, then like if there's an attraction that just is a must do for me and I haven't been able to do it because I'm impatient to wait 2 hours or whatever the case may be, then I might purchase it then, you know. But outside of that, no, I'm just pretty chill. I'm just gonna enjoy my slow stroll through the parks and enjoy the resorts. The resorts are actually what I enjoy the most now.
That's a good point. That's a good point because, I mean, again, I think too, with the, you know, budgetary concerns of a Disney vacation, it's about allocation of your funds, right? I mean, if you stay in a value hotel and, you know, spend some money with Genie Plus or Lightning Lane passes, or like Scott said, upgrade, stay at a deluxe hotel, do some of those extra evening hours and just kind of grin and bear it and not buy any of the extras. I mean, that's why I like Disney. That's why I like what I do, because it's almost, when I taught sixth grade, it was all about teaching my kids how to solve word problems, right? Real life math problems. And there's so many variables in a Disney vacation. There's so many different ways you can allocate $4,000 or $3,000 to, you know, your hotel's nicer. Oh, you get to do more in the parks. Oh, you get to do a dessert party. You know, it's just, you know, there's infinite ways to spend the money. And it's like Scott said, there's, you know, it's your priorities, I think, and it could change from trip to trip.
The other thing I looked at, Mike, is like, we always rent a house. We've only ever stayed once, which we booked through you. We've only ever stayed once at Disney property. We always stay, like, we got a 4-bedroom house with a pool, 8 minutes from Disney at Windsor Hills, and we paid $189, including tax. That's which crazy. Is about £136. Now, I can see people maybe not going to Disney, this is going to be controversial now, not staying in the Disney park now and staying on site where some of these houses are so close now and having that spare money now to go to if they want to do these things. I can understand that. But we was talking today, we looked at our holiday today, and some people were charging a lot of money for next year. They're putting extortionate. I don't know if you had this, but because we can't travel outside the UK much at the moment, some UK holidays are stupidly expensive. It would have been probably cheaper this year to go to Florida. It would be to go to Cornwall, which is like, you know, about a 5-hour drive from here. But, you know, when we looked at how much we spent for a house, and we've already looked at another time for next year already, and it's the same price, $189 for a 4-bedroom house with a pool, which is 8 minutes from Disney. And we've stayed at this resort loads of times.
Yeah, it right now, I mean, because again, I've done this travel stuff for about 10 years. You know, I've been doing it for 5 years now, full time. This is what I do, you know, all the time, all day. And I've seen some trends over the past, or over the next like 6 months that are just bizarre. For example, Wine and Dine Race Weekend. There is not an on-site hotel you can book from November 4th through November 9th. There are zero rooms available to book.
I took the last one.
I've never seen
week.
It. I mean, like yesterday, there was a 1-bedroom at Saratoga yesterday, and it's not available today. And I mean, there's always been something. I mean, there's always been like a deluxe room at Beach Club, you know, or like there's always those crazy rooms that, that are so expensive, nobody considers them. But I mean, like you said, with the cars, I mean, you know, it's almost impossible to get a rental car. Things are just really weird because there's a, there, you know, I can't get a room for 2 months from now at Walt Disney World, yet people are still worried about the virus and people are, it's like going both ways. You know, people say travel's down. It's been down, you know, for the last month. But then again, you know, in November, I guess people are holding hope. It's a really, really weird time in travel right now.
Mm. See, we obviously get mixed information back in the UK. I'm not sure if your COVID out there is worse than ours, because obviously certain president obviously left it a lot later. We've seemed to have handled the vaccine and got the vaccine out. But there are a lot of people who haven't taken the vaccine who obviously are now obviously getting ill through it. Mm-hmm. So obviously this is affecting all our travel. You know, we find it weird at the moment. You can come to us, but we can't go to you at the moment.
Right. I know it's I know that's the thing is a lot of this stuff just, I tell myself I'm not smart enough, right? I must not know enough to be, other people are making decisions that are smarter than me. I wonder about that sometimes, but I just, that's what I think. I mean, I hope that people smarter than me are making these kind of big decisions, but you're right. I mean, a lot of this stuff, if, you know, from a Joe Schmo kind of point of view, I don't really understand. Like, I think we're equals at this point, pretty much. I would say, or you guys are probably a little better off than we are because we have such a, you know, our population is larger. We have a larger geographic footprint. I mean, we just have a more diverse kind of situation than you guys do over there.
Yeah. It's, I haven't been to my office since March the 20th. You know, I haven't been there at all. And there's a lot of people in the UK who haven't been there. But the way I look at it, Mike, to be positive on this, we're healthy, we're well, you know, we haven't caught it. And unfortunately, they're happy. We've obviously passed away from it. And a holiday can be for another year. You know, we're just looking forward to it. And it make it worthwhile when we haven't been there. You know, we've had to rebook 3 times now. We just want to get out there. But let's do it right when it's safe. That's good. So
that's a great point to tell everybody. That's what I tell my guests. Some people, they email me like, you know, I'm thinking about canceling. I'm thinking about changing the dates, you know, pushing it out a few months. And my standard reply to everybody is just, you don't want to go if you're going to be down there and be worried the entire time if you made the right decision, right? Walt Disney World, it's a place to have fun, to let go of the real world, to kind of escape all the pressures of your work, your family, anything that's causing you stress, you know, sports, stuff like that. If you got to wait 2 months and then you're in a better place mentally and everything hopefully is moved forward with how things are going in the world, That's a great decision, you know, because Walt Disney World's going to be there. Say you're not there on October 1st. Guess what? The fireworks show is going to be there in December. And you know what? Maybe the Tron coaster is going to be open at that point. It just, you're not going to miss it. It's not a trip that's not going to happen. It's just a trip that's pushed down the line just a bit. So I think that's a great point to make.
Well, we're healthy, and that's the crucial thing. Absolutely. Can I give you some really good news as well?
Yeah, sure.
I left my company I was freelancing to and contracting to back in January. And I launched my own new business, which I've been self-employed for the last 19 years. I launched it on October the 1st. I'm in car leasing. That's what I do. I don't know if you know what I did for a business, but that's what I do. I lease cars all around the UK. And Main Street Car Leasing launches October the 1st.
That's awesome.
That is so awesome.
That talk about synergy. You've got it going on.
I'm looking at... just been to some offices, brand new offices to rent some offices, and they're just amazing. And I can't wait to get going. I've been held back because I don't know what it's like in the UK and the US, but I have to have a credit license. The credit license normally takes 3 weeks to get. I waited 8.5 months to get my license, which I got about 2 weeks ago. So I'm full steam ahead now. So Main Street Car Leasing starts on October the 1st. Can't wait.
I'll tell you what, Malcolm. So
I'll remember during the 75th anniversary of Walt Disney World, it'll be the 25th anniversary of Main Street Car Leasing.
We're making an announcement right here. The official the official rental car agency of the Be Our Guest podcast in the UK is Main Street Car
Leasing. That's a mouthful, but I like it.
You guys have it. October 1st.
The only problem is I can't get any cars. I'm so excited. And oh, so funny. But no, that October the 1st, I'm looking at offices. Oh, you wouldn't believe some of the work I'm doing behind the scenes to do this. Is so much, a lot of work behind the scenes because everything's now come together. But without this credit license, I couldn't do a thing. So yeah, but that's good news. I'm pleased about that. So, but something good's come out of COVID, which is good news.
Have you looked at horses? What are you going to do? That's crazy.
I wish I could have leased a car at Disney Springs that one New Year's Day when I was trying to cross just the little path to get to you and your family.
Right. When we saw you over on the west side, like Disney Springs was so crowded that night, you had to go with the flow downstream and then merge to come upstream. It was the craziest.
That was the busiest I've ever seen Disney Springs in my life. That was insane.
I remember us watching the fireworks. Those the special fireworks they had, didn't they? So I remember that. Oh,
was that the drone show? Yeah, that was the drones. Right? Yeah.
Oh, so great to meet up with you guys again. I'm hoping next year I'm going to try to make sure, try to let everybody know what dates we're going to be at. I hope we can get together with some people from BR Ghost Podcast because it's been too long. It'd be lovely to meet up with some of the people and some other listeners as well. Be good. So
absolutely. We'll make it happen. So you guys take care of that family and good luck on launching that company. That's great news.
No problem at all. Love to speak to you guys.
Take care. Say hello.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks for staying up late with us.
Hey, Malcolm. Bye. Main Street car.
He can't get any cars. That'd so be my luck. It's like I run a podcast, but I don't have a microphone. Just gonna sit. Oh, hope he finds some cars. That's a great October 1st Main Street Car Company. That's awesome. You're all in. Yeah. You're all in at that point. All right, 407-413-9395. I love Malcolm. 407-413-9395. Again, I know folks are trying to get in, so now's the time. 407-413-9395. We talk about that day often, about that night at Disney Springs.
That was so
you could not cross the street. You literally could not cross the street at Disney Springs.
I was scared for my life. It was like, I mean, I just got turned around and smacked by like so many people just trying to cross the road. Oh my god!
You had to go downstream and then cut across and then come upstream to meet your friends.
It was dangerous.
It was ridiculous. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
Mike. It's Kevin.
What's up, Kevin? How you doing? Finally, did Yeehaw Bob end his show so we could finally talk?
I know. Well, he ended early tonight. So I thought I'd give you a call.
Well, I appreciate it.
How are you?
I'm doing great.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Good. It's so good to hear from you. My buddy Scott's here, too. Say hi to Scott.
Hey, Chad. How are you?
Hey Kevin, great to hear from you.
What is the topic tonight? I mean, what are you guys talking about?
We're talking about everything because I was gone last week. Last week I was on that cruise on the Disney Dream, so we're talking about basically. I think the biggest conversation has been about the NBA experience going away at Disney Springs, and if when you go to Walt Disney World, you're going to use the new Genie Plus and pay for some fast passes or even pay for that Lightning Lane where you can go on the big time attractions. What do you think?
I don't think I would pay extra to go on a ride. I think that's kind of ridiculous if you ask me, but I don't know. But it's funny. I don't know how much of a Disney World historian you are, but the way the Disney rides are set up, it's kind of like the really old school back when Disney first opened. They had a tier system for rides, and it's funny because they're kind of bringing that back now.
That's a great point.
Yeah, the ticket books.
Yeah, the A through E tickets. So that's how we got the term e-ticket ride when it's something that's really cutting edge or new or exciting, the most exciting.
Exactly.
But you're exactly right. I mean, the Lightning Pass rides, I guess, will be your e-ticket rides, you know, or your top tier, and then you would go down from there. Yeah, I didn't even make that connection. That's a great point. We're going back to 1960, 1970s.
Yeah, 1970, 1971.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Incredible.
Okay. What? I'm all about the old stuff, but okay, I'm not about the old stuff anymore, Kevin. I was. Now you got me thinking. I wanted how it was. Let's go back to like 2008.
Exactly. Well, what is the feedback that you're getting from people about this lighting system?
So, Scott, what are you hearing about? What do you think in general people are kind of falling in, at least our audience and what you're seeing online as far as Lightning Lane and Genie Plus?
I think it's split down the middle. I really do. I think everyone has valid points for whichever side they're on. I think overall, like, I think the Genie overall is getting positive, you know, remarks, you know, like,
really?
I'll do that a couple days of my trip and then I won't for the other days. It's the Lightning Lane that kind of has people a little more fired up.
Yeah, it does.
That's like more like a per attraction cost and it's going to cost a lot more.
Yep.
I think. Yeah.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I just don't like the idea of paying extra to go on rides. I'm sorry. You know, you're only paying that much to get into the park. You know, why should you have to pay more to go on rides?
I'm with you. See, you were listening to Yeehaw Bob, and I was saying that exact same thing about 20 minutes ago. I feel the same way. But, you know, here's the thing, though. As long as they have standby queues available,
yeah,
I'm pretty okay with it because then I have a choice. Choice is good when it comes to a Disney vacation. I like the option of choice. If I want a Lightning Lane, Marlessa brought up a great point. You know, like Scott said, if it's your last day and the line for Splash Mountain has been 2 hours every time you've been to the Magic Kingdom for the week that you were there and you know you're not going to get to ride it, you know what? You may pay, if you're like a single person, you may pay $17 just to say, okay, I want to ride it one last time before it changes. Now, I got a I got a family of four, so I'm not going to pay 17 times four. I'll tell them to wait. I'll tell them to wait to the exit. I'm going to ride. No, I'm not going to do that. But I don't know. It's available. I give everything a shot. We'll see how it goes, you know, but I'm kind of like you.
Mike, you're a travel agent. So what are your clients saying? I mean, are they going to do it or are they not going to do it?
I don't know. Everybody's kind of taking a wait and see attitude because we don't know when it starts. We don't know the exact implementation of it. You know, we've been told by Disney that you can purchase it for the length of your stay, which will be an add-on, just like a Disney dining plan for the length of your stay or, you know, something like that. But we just don't know. But I mean, I would get, again, I don't know, but I would guess with my clients at the Magic for Less, greater than 50% will buy Genie Plus for most of their days.
Really?
Because it's the whole thing. And this is what Pam has taught me this, Pam Forrester. Time is worth money on a Disney vacation. You know, if you stand in line for 2 hours, you're sacrificing. Is that worth, you know, $15 for that day? Maybe that 2 hour wait where you could have done four attractions instead of one. Right there, that's worth $15. You just got to think of it that way. But
yeah.
In general, I don't want to pay for it, but I bet you I will a few days at least.
And here's the thing. Disney, what people don't realize is Disney is always going to have first-time goers.
Right.
Okay? And first-time goers, they're not going to care. They're going to just say, okay, this is how it is. We will pay it if this is the way it'll be. It is, you know. The only thing is that Disney might lose the classic veteran visitors. So they have to weigh the pros and the cons of, are they going to get enough new visitors to offset the ones who are mad about this that always go to Disney, like myself and like you guys.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, because it's also in the press, you know, and it's especially in social, because now we're in this time of social media where everybody's going to be, you know, people that don't like it are going to be posting all over Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, like paid another $15 today or paid, you know, $18 to ride, ride. People are either going to rave about it or they're going to complain about it, and it's instant and it's all over the place. But here's the other thing. You mentioned a first-time list or first-time visitor, which a lot of folks are. You know, I think we're in the minority, yeah. Folks that go 2-3 times a year, maybe every other year. Here's the thing, though. Think about this, though.
Absolutely.
Think about trying, if you're a first-time visitor, think about this. Trying to figure out the difference between Genie, which is the system, the app. Then you got Genie Plus, you can pay, that's basically your Max Pass. You have Lightning Lane, that's your like ultra exclusive walk on the top tier rides. Also, now if you want to do Rise and Ratatouille at this point, and this is going to spread, you're going to have to get in a virtual queue, which I mean, it's like we know what a virtual queue is at this point. We know how they work.
Yeah.
You toss somebody off the street that's getting ready to go to Walt Disney World next month. What's a virtual? They don't even know what a queue is. They know what it's called, least where I live, we don't call them queues like Malcolm does. We in the UK, I think they call them queues. I grew up at Six Flags. They were called lines. You got in line. I didn't know what a queue was, so I did this whole Disney thing. So you explained, if you're a first-time visitor, your mind's going to be like, this is so hard to ride rides. I mean, it seems really hard now.
Well, isn't that why we have people like you?
Well, yeah, thank God. I hope they don't cut me out of this whole thing because I'm here to help. I'm trying to help everybody. That's exactly it. Yeah. Thank Kevin. I'm taking that little blurb right there. I'm going to record it and I'm going to use that over and over and over again.
You're welcome.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, hey, Kevin, we got to scoot because we're past the top of the hour, but don't be a stranger. Tell Bob to end those shows earlier and tell him I miss seeing him.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, take care of yourself, Kevin. Okay, and tell Bob I said hello.
I will. Bye-bye.
Okay, take care, Kevin. Bye-bye. That's a blast from the past. Kevin used to call into our live shows all the time back in the day.
Yeah.
No, it's been too long.
And I'm also going to text Ricky that she needs a news article for next week about Main Street car leasing.
Yes, the official car leasing in the UK of the BR Guest
Podcast. We need that article, Ricky.
That's awesome. Well, hey, we're at the end of the show. Another fun show. We'll continue this next week. Genie's not going anywhere. We can talk about Genie Plus, Lightning Lane, and all that good stuff. And I'm sure... Yeah, Wade says Kevin speaking the truth. He does. I mean, Kevin, he just
that was the perfect pitch for for a travel agent right there.
That's great. Because you know what? I was on a cruise when all this stuff started going on. I didn't have to think about it because I'm like, I'm on a cruise. I'm not going to sweat this until I get home. And then I was like, okay, let me study. I almost got to make like note cards, right? Like, okay, this is Genie. Genie Plus, what's this do? Lightning Lane, what's that all about? And then you got virtual queues. And then I think what I heard was that Ratatouille is going to have multiple drop times throughout the day. So like Rise has at 7 a.m. and it's 1 p.m., but I've heard that Ratatouille might have 4 or 5 times throughout the day you can grab it, which makes sense. That'd be better.
Yeah, it would be a lot better.
So final words, Scott. What do we think? Just kind of wait and see how this all plays. That's my attitude. Just kind of wait and see.
Just wait and see. I wish we had more information around it, obviously, like dates, what attractions are in the Lightning Lane, because like I have an idea in my head what they are, but who knows, right? And then are like firework viewing spots going to be part of this too? Like, I don't know. Like,
probably. I didn't think about that. Every time you have a conversation on these kind of things, it brings up more questions. Like that's exactly, didn't cross my mind, but yep, probably. Totally. So anyway, we are going to get out of here, but again, we'll be back together next Sunday night. Join us at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook and YouTube. We'll take your calls. We love it when you call in. We got to talk to Kevin. This is like old timers day. We got to talk to Malcolm. I hadn't talked to Malcolm in quite a while in the UK. We have folks tuned in from all over the place. Lots of folks in the UK, Australia, everybody around the States. Thanks for being a part of the Be Our Guest Podcast family. I love doing this and hope you always enjoy the shows during the week. Don't forget, of course, our show is always brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to head down to Disney, we do want to help you out. Kevin's right. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. Use our Amazon affiliate link when you shop online, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. And thank you to our patrons for allowing us to get all this podcasting out there, you know, to help pay for the phone line, for all these calls, all the hosting, all the bandwidth to get it out there. It grows and grows each month because we get more listeners. It's awesome, and we couldn't do it without you. So if you want to get down on that, and also get Mike in the Midwest, a bonus podcast every Thursday, just visit patreon.com/BRGuestPodcast. Give Scott a follow. He's at Epscott on Instagram and Twitter. You get a good mix of golf and you get a good shot of his, what's your brother's name? Weekend Warrior Bob?
Weekend Warrior Bob is my brother. And like someone commented today, like he's like all serious and the dude, he smiles, but he never
smiles.
I was going
to ask you that because he's always so serious looking at those pictures. Like he wants
he just doesn't like to smile for photos, but like he does actually smile and laugh. He's actually a pretty cool guy. But
yeah, so you get a good mix of Disney and some early morning golf shots, which is pretty sweet.
You want to know where that username came from? Do you remember the old Fitbit challenges where it was like the Weekend Warrior?
Do I remember Fitbit? Fitbit, I was crazy on Fitbit.
Him and I would always compete, so he called himself Weekend Warrior Bob because he was like, oh yeah. Like I'm the Weekend Warrior.
That's just, awesome. I thought it's because like you guys golfed. I thought maybe that was a new thing. Like it was like you're battling it out over the weekends.
No, it's old school Fitbit.
Okay, good stuff. So yeah, there you go. So follow Scott at @EpScott and of course at Palm Trees of Disney. You need a little relaxation, some beautiful shots of Walt Disney World and our favorite thing to see down there, palm trees. And about once a week, you'll see the ones as you pull into Old Key West because they are the best.
Oh yeah, I know. Those are my favorite. Actually, I've been so bad about that, but this is the new week, new training program for Run Disney. So you'll start seeing a lot more palm trees at Disney.
Right, and shout out to everybody getting their running going for the running season because it's just about time. Labor Day weekend next weekend. Well, I'm not going anywhere. Think about that. You going anywhere? We're not going.
I don't think so. I wanted to go to Canada, but I don't know if I can do that.
I mean, maybe you won't get back in. I don't know.
Right, I know.
Take your laptop. So we'll be back next Sunday night. And of course, you can follow me at Instagram and Twitter. You can check out all my pictures from the cruise at BRGuestMike on Instagram. So check those out as well. All right, we're going to get out of here, and we'll be back again next Sunday night. Of course, we'll have the shows Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of this week. So I hope you enjoy those as well. So for Scott, I'm Mike, wishing you a great Sunday night or a great Thursday. Until we see you again, stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.